It's a Sunday afternoon in the USA. How are you today? It's October 17th, 2021, and why am I here on a Sunday afternoon? Do you know in this country, the majority seemingly of Christians do not work, or they are in church at this time and day? But it's important, you know, that I come out and speak. I will not be silent. And what is my question? What do we mean by "this is America"? You hear people say that? When you have a conversation or you have a question, a situation, you're trying to get your point across, someone interjects with, "well, this is America." Let's talk about it. I'll be back. The whole truth, when they abuse and refuse to prosecute, hopefully nothing but the truth. Yes, this is America. What do I mean? It's a popular statement. People love to say that to me. It seems like that's an excuse to avoid what's really going on. If we don't want to prosecute, if we don't want to deal with a situation, we say, "well, this is America." We don't want to talk about it. We don't want other people to talk about it. This is America. Well, you deal with it in this country. If you can't deal with American situations, catastrophes, trials and tribulations, dominance, control, abuse of power, if you cannot deal with day-to-day experiences, obstacles, if you can't deal with people disowning you, rejecting you, discriminating against you, you can't deal with hospitalizations, you can't deal with discrimination, you cannot deal with racism, you cannot deal with someone scandalizing and hating you. This is America. I don't care. You need to get you some help, because in this country, we do as we want to do. This is America. And if you do not like it here, leave. Is that how we deal with communication and assimilation and relating to people, human beings, not objects, not property, but simply human beings, humanity in the name of humanity? Well, I need to shut up and be quiet, because there's only a certain amount you are allowed to say in this country. You have the freedom of speech only in certain situations, or when we say you have the freedom of speech, and you can only utilize the freedom of speech the way we want you to utilize the freedom of speech, and you only have a limited amount to a freedom of speech, or your freedom of speech has to be related to a certain religion or organization. You cannot have freedom of speech when you are speaking alone. Your freedom of speech is regulated or conformed to a certain ideology or dictatorship or control, specifically related to how we perceive freedom of speech, not the way it is written, not the way it is legalized, but only as we make up, as we define, as we, our personal selves want it to be. Your freedom of speech does not relate to the constitutional realms of freedom of speech. It's only a case by case, okay? Regulated, self-legalized freedom of speech, because this is America. We term freedom of speech not according to the Constitution, but only the way we want freedom of speech to be. This is America, and we can offend you. We can abuse you. You do not have legal representation, so that gives us an advantage to continuously abuse you and make you do what we want you to do and how we want you to do it. If you do not have an attorney, but we do, we have an attorney, and we can treat you any kind of way we want to treat you. You are a minority, you are a statistic, you are a woman, or you are an immigrant, or you are not a part of our group or affiliation. You do not have the resources that we have. You have a mental illness or you have a criminal record, so you do not have a right to fair legal representation the way we have it, or you can't afford it. So that really gives us a right to exploit you and break you down. This is America. I'll return with more. America, your land, my land, what are we gonna do about it? This is the ending of This is America. Today, I'm glad you were with me. And when we try to conform to the ways of America, it doesn't work, seemingly. And when we represent ourselves because we cannot afford legal representation, we can't afford to hire those professionals, the researchers, the analysts, the investigators. It seems like we are denied legal access and lawyers. And when we represent ourselves and fight ourselves, people want to talk about us, silence us. They want to say the way that we are representing ourselves is illegal. Or we shouldn't be representing ourselves, or we have a mental issue, and that is the reason why we are acting the way we're acting. And we have no grounds to really represent ourselves. Our representation is invalid. It's illegal and unwanted, and we ought to be quiet and move out the way and leave. And they did it to elders, people back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s that marched and represented themselves. They were beaten down. They tried to take away their constitutional rights. This is America. Sometimes it seems like they're coming into our communities when we try to jog or walk. They try to intimidate us in our neighborhoods, When we try to work, they try to come on our jobs and intimidate us and harass us. It seems like they harass us with emails, telephone calls, etc. When we try to represent ourselves and fight for ourselves, it seems as though they try to make us feel as though we do not have the capabilities of representing ourselves or defending ourselves. But this is America. And they do not want us around them representing ourselves or defending ourselves. And we ask ourselves, what do we do? But we recall many years ago, so many minorities, immigrants, etc., had to defend themselves and represent themselves. They did not have those rights that the powerful and wealthy or the advantaged had. So they did the best that they could or whatever they could do. And people talk about the ones that are representing themselves or fighting for themselves because they want the people that have been tarnished, abused and used, and they failed to prosecute the abusers or the offenders. So that leaves them or people to fight and represent themselves, but they do not want them, the victims, representing or fighting for themselves. They want them in a mental hospital or in a jail or on medication or on their side helping them, but they do not like what the people are doing, the ones that are representing and defending themselves. Because the legal system and the Constitution was formed or created for the have-nots, the poor, the immigrants, the minorities. The U.S. Constitution in America was created for those that are wealthy, men, are those that had the power and the authority to dominate. And people are still holding on to that tradition. And they say that this is America and there is nothing that you can do about it. I want to thank everyone for being here today. And remember to love yourself. And respect yourself first. I'm out of here. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm back. Yes, I did take a break. Holidays is coming. And you know, I have a free spirit. But I'm here right now. Today it's December the 14th, 2021, Eastern Standard Time here in the United States, 2:02 p.m. I'm your host, Miss Sue Yu, bringing it to you the whole truth. Hopefully, everything and nothing but the truth. So what's going on? There is something going on. You can say lots is going on. The world that we live in. People, human beings that are trying to survive. We have the working class, unemployed, homeless, retired. But we're all here in this country and around the world. Tornadoes, how do we survive? Poverty, how do we survive? Politics. Sometimes we want our leaders and politicians to do what they are paid to do. Do not rely on the people to do the work for you. Do not commit crimes against the people because they will not do your work. Do not retaliate against the people, the citizens, because they are sitting back wanting you to do your job, and you are projecting to them to do your job, and you are retaliating to the fact and holding the people responsible, accountable, because they will not work with you and do your job. It is a form of slavery, imprisonment, when you expect the citizens of this country to do your work. And you have excuses. Excuse me, for not doing your work. What is your excuse today? What's going on in the world? Look around you and you will see what's going on. A lack of responsibility. And if I am getting paid to do a job and my citizens are not being served, then I have a problem with that. Serve and protect customer service. Ethics, integrity, where is it? Well, we're doing our job, we're doing our best. Well, when you see us committing crimes, you hold us responsible for the crimes, for the violations that we are responsible for. There is a certain conduct that you expect from us, the people. And when we do not adhere, you have a problem with that. And we're not getting paid to do the job. We're not getting paid to work. But we must adhere to, and we must be responsible for our conduct. We must abide by the rules and the laws. So many of us are in jails and prisons because you say we are not abiding by the policies, the procedures, the rules, and the laws. Something is mentally wrong with us, and we need to get some help, some counseling, some medication. And there is no excuse when it comes to our misbehavior. But we must be patient and accept your responsibility to the fact that you don't care and you say that you do whatever you want to do, or you have an excuse for being slothful to the fact. And there are all kind of roadblocks and stop signs that are in the way when it comes down for you to do your job and be responsible. There is so much on your plate, and you are so stressed out when it comes to doing your job, and that is your excuse. Well, we do what we can. What is the reason for you saying, well, we do what we can? Be more specific. Let the people know. What are you getting at? Define, what do you mean by we do what we can? Because when you cash that check, on that check, there is nothing on that check that says I cash this check because I do what I can and that's it. I do not have to be responsible for not doing what I'm supposed to do. And if it's all about, well, we do what we can, then the people should have that same respect and privilege. When we walk down that street, when we're in our home, when you want to judge us, when you want to criticize us and hold us responsible for not doing what we are supposed to do, you need to come to that conclusion and say, well, we do what we can and leave us alone. But it doesn't work that way, because you can do what you want to do. And that's what's going on throughout this country, throughout this world. There is no integrity. There are no morals. There is no communication. and there is no respect? Do you understand? And so you have people that are hungry, homeless, unemployed. People are still hospitalized and dying due to COVID-19. It's the world that we live in. What's going on? I'll be back after this. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm back. Yes, I did take a break. Holidays is coming. And you know, I have a free spirit. But I'm here right now. Today it's December the 14th, 2021, Eastern Standard Time here in the United States. 2:02 p.m. I'm your host, Miss Sue Yu, bringing it to you the whole truth. Hopefully, everything and nothing but the truth. So what's going on? There is something going on. You can say lots is going on. The world that we live in. People, human beings that are trying to survive. We have the working class, unemployed, homeless, retired. But we're all here in this country and around the world. Tornadoes, how do we survive? Poverty, how do we survive? Politics. Sometimes we want our leaders and politicians to do what they are paid to do. Do not rely on the people to do the work for you. Do not commit crimes against the people because they will not do your work. Do not retaliate against the people, the citizens, because they are sitting back wanting you to do your job and you are projecting to them to do your job and you are retaliating to the fact and holding the people responsible, accountable, because they will not work with you and do your job. It is a form of slavery, imprisonment, when you expect the citizens of this country to do your work. And you have excuses. Excuse me, for not doing your work. What is your excuse today? What's going on in the world? Look around you and you will see what's going on. A lack of responsibility. And if I am getting paid to do a job and my citizens are not being served, then I have a problem with that. Serve and protect customer service. Ethics. Integrity, where is it? Well, we're doing our job. We're doing our best. Well, when you see us committing crimes, you hold us responsible for the crimes, for the violations that we are responsible for. There is a certain conduct that you expect from us, the people. And when we do not adhere, you have a problem with that. And we're not getting paid to do the job. We're not getting paid to work. But we must adhere to and we must be responsible for our conduct. We must abide by the rules and the laws. So many of us are in jails and prisons because you say we are not abiding by the policies, the procedures, the rules, and the laws something is mentally wrong with us and we need to get some help, some counseling, some medication. And there is no excuse when it comes to our misbehavior. But we must be patient and accept your responsibility to the fact that you don't care and you say that you do whatever you want to do or you have an excuse for being slothful to the fact. And there are all kind of roadblocks and stop signs that are in the way when it comes down for you to do your job and be responsible. There is so much on your plate and you are so stressed out when it comes to doing your job, and that is your excuse. Well, we do what we can. What is the reason for you saying, well, we do what we can? Be more specific. Let the people know. What are you getting at? Define, what do you mean by we do what we can? Because when you cash that check, on that check, there is nothing on that check that says, I cash just check because I do what I can, and that's it. I do not have to be responsible for not doing what I'm supposed to do. And if it's all about, well, we do what we can, then the people should have that same respect and privilege. When we walk down that street, when we're in our home, when you want to judge us, when you want to criticize us and hold us responsible for not doing what we are supposed to do, you need to come to that conclusion and say, well, we do what we can and leave us alone. But it doesn't work that way because you can do what you want to do. And that's what's going on throughout this country. Throughout this world, there is no integrity. There are no morals. There is no communication. And there is no respect. Do you understand? And so you have people that are hungry, homeless, unemployed. People are still hospitalized and dying due to COVID-19. It's the world that we live in. What's going on? I'll be back after this.